Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
Friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys, and of course, all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You again have with yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean. Folks, today, throughout the duration of the show, you're going to be able to, well, firsthand, ear witness the sheep bleeding. I promise I will not let you down. You will hear the sheeple bleeding at the commands of their masters. And I'll let you hear that in just a couple of minutes. If you're on social media platforms, you'll be able to see that. That's on sonsoflibertymedia.com, top left side of the page. Join us on SOL Radio Live. Click onto it. Join us on that Rumble live feed. sonsoflibertymedia.com, subscribe. Go to beforeitsnews.com, top left side of the page, same thing. beforeitsnews.com, top left side of the page. If you want to call in, please do 1-866-582-9933. 1-866-582-9933. Now, folks, if this is the first time listening to the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, do remember that this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that, friends? Because it is a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. We follow the Christ, Acts 4:12. Now, folks, I got a question for you. Now, and I've been through this cycle several times, and without fail, the Lord is leading us to just nail it right off the offset of these people and who they are and what it is that they bear when it comes to the fruit, Matthew 7:16. But it's interesting how people are now being taken with DeSantis, and again, this reverts back to people I know as well. No matter how many times you tell them, friends, it just falls on deaf ears. They don't listen to a thing. They're taken by the good things, or so they think, that these said politicians do, but they're not paying attention to the fruit that he has been bearing or she has been bearing over time, and that's how we're supposed to judge them. Also read 2 Corinthians 11:14-15 when you get a moment. But Ron DeSantis seems to be everybody's man, and now the new thing is, and of course, pay attention, the cameras, all eyes on DeSantis. Of course, friends, keep in mind who's driving that narrative, okay? They want the cameras on DeSantis because they want him to be the next man. I told you it was coming years ago, and here we are. They're teeing him up to be the president, and now everybody's talking about, well, he would be a great president. It's like, people, do you understand over the last cycle concerning Joe Biden and that of Donald Trump? Do you realize that there was over 1,162 other options, but you only heard of the two that have the same jersey on, same side of the coin, friends, the same two that were delivered up by the powers that are tolerated, that are going to do the same job regardless of who you think they are? And again, if we judged men according to their fruits, we wouldn't be in the situation that we're in today. Well, I've given you forewarning concerning Ron DeSantis, and here we are, friends. Ron DeSantis, telephone town hall, DeSantis and DeVos. Well, you guys remember, or DeVos, forgive me if I'm saying that wrong, all of you Michiganites. But the fact of the matter is, people in Michigan know that this individual is no good. And I'm talking about Betsy DeVos. Is that it? There we go. Okay, Betsy DeVos. So what's happening is they have a telephone town hall coming up with Florida Governor Ron DeSantis and that of former Education Secretary Betsy DeVos. Okay? Just want you to see it again if you're on social media platforms so you can see for yourselves. But this is what we do here at the Sons of Liberty. We hold to the word. We do our due diligence. We don't take them for face value. And what we do is we pull the curtain back on them. Now, some time ago, this was probably, I'll give you the exact date, May 2nd of 2019, I highlighted the fact that, again, Donald Trump being sold to you by the mainstream media as the good guy, right? He was groomed for 30 years. Donald Trump's U.S. Education Secretary Betsy DeVos signed on to a radical global UN agenda. Now, I know that there's a lot of people that just don't want to see it for what it is, but it doesn't matter. Facts are stubborn things. And the fact of the matter is, folks, the U.S. Secretary of Education under Donald Trump was appointed to put us into a place where a United Nations-backed ideology of total government known as sustainable development was implemented under Donald Trump, just so you know, okay? So neither of the two, Betsy DeVos or Ron DeSantis, are being straight up with you. Matter of fact, people are really happy about this one now. I don't know how you can make this up, but folks, and I'm talking about the stupidity of the people that take this guy for face value instead of doing what the Lord commands us to do and judging them by their fruits. But it's interesting that Ron DeSantis says that if Title 42 is revoked, he will reroute immigrants to that of Delaware. Just like that of the Chinese connection between Disney and those in the state of Florida concerning the connection between Disney and Chinese, DeSantis didn't enforce the law. No, that's not what he's doing. He's just taking exemption away from them, although, according to what he's telling us, they are, in fact, committing the act of treason. That's found in Article 3, Section 3 of the U.S. Constitution. And if you go to the Word of God first, which takes precedent, friends, read Luke 22:48. There was no law enforcement there. But somehow or another, people are tickled that Ron DeSantis is saying that, listen, we're just going to reroute these illegal immigrants to Delaware. Folks, that's fueling iniquity. That's fueling the lawless, because if he reroutes them from Florida to Delaware because he says he has the money to do so, what do you think those lawless people are going to do in the state of Delaware? Do you think they're going to stay put? Do you think that they're going to be a law-abiding people? No. He's not bringing about the resolve. How come he didn't say, I'm going to prosecute every one of them and send them back to Mexico if they come into my state illegally? Is anybody paying attention to the details, friends? Because these are not freedom fighters. These are a part of the global initiative, Isaiah 28, verse 18. And what are they doing? They're adding to the issues that we have today. But as usual, and right on cue, friends, what is Ron DeSantis doing? Well, he's just going to get back at Joe Biden. See how this goes, friends? The right fights against the left, and the left fights against the right. Yep, and how do you fill the seats? You continuously promote the fight, and that's exactly what they're doing. They're teeing up Ron DeSantis to become the next president by having him go at it with Joe Biden. But again, is anybody paying attention to the details, friends? Because what Ron DeSantis here is doing is not good for America. I want you to check this out.
For people 18 to 45 in this country right now is fentanyl overdose. Where do you think the fentanyl is coming from? China's making it, and it ends up coming across the southern border. You look at methamphetamines. You know, they used to make this in the United States a lot. You'd see these different, but now most of it's coming across the southern border. And that is a huge, particularly on a lot of our rural.
I'll play this right on the other side, friends. I'll let you see the rest of this. This is Ron DeSantis bringing about the resolve. And what he's really doing, friends, is not bringing about the resolve. He's adding fuel to the problem. He said he's going to take all those illegals that come into a state, and he is going to basically drop them off in Delaware because he's got the money to do so. Is that how you bring about justice? Absolutely not. This is how you fan the flame of injustice, and it's exactly what DeSantis is doing. We'll be right back.
Ready to set brush fires of freedom in the minds of men? Well, start your engines with some high-octane truth-telling on the Sons of Liberty Morning Show. We'll bring you news and commentary from a Christian worldview using the Bible and the Constitution. Not to see who's on the right or on the left, but who is on the straight and narrow. Get on the inside track every weekday at 6 a.m. Eastern and Saturdays at 8 a.m. Eastern on sonsoflibertymedia.com.
Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty are fighting the good fight of faith to make sure that freedom is preserved for our posterity for generations to come. Through our radio program, sonsoflibertyradio.com, and our media website, sonsoflibertymedia.com, we are reaching the masses both nationally and internationally with the message of the gospel and the truth of our biblical and constitutional heritage. At sonsoflibertyradio.com, you will find out how to book Bradley Dean to speak at an event near you, how you can support us in reaching America with this uncompromising message, and how to become a son or daughter of liberty, where you can financially support the work of the Sons of Liberty on a monthly basis and join with us in this fight to restore our nation. Check out sonsoflibertymedia.com as well, which has all the important news and information going on in the world today. There you will find the black and white truth without all the lies you'll see in the mainstream media. sonsoflibertyradio.com and sonsoflibertymedia.com, informative, easy to use, and a little fun too. Two sites that will change your life. Visit them today.
It's a jungle out there, disorder and confusion everywhere. No one seems to care. Well, I do. Hey, who's in charge here? Yeah, it's a jungle out there, and you need Wisconsin Christian News, a Christian newspaper that is not just filled with poetry and recipes. We print the truth, and we're not afraid to do it. If you're sick of the nonsense, subscribe today. You need this. I could be wrong now, but I don't think so. WisconsinChristianNews.com.
Hi, I'm Al Abaroa, founder of Knight Strategic Wealth. Inflation is picking up, markets are volatile, and the dream of a comfortable retirement is harder to attain than ever before. Nobody wants to run out of money in retirement. That's why I'm going to share something that your financial advisor doesn't want you to know. With our investment strategy, when the stock market goes up, you earn a market-linked return that locks in every year. And when the stock market goes down, your investments won't lose a dime. There are no unnecessary fees, and it works for your investments, money at a brokerage firm, or even money at a bank. It's simple, it's safe, and that's why savvy investors work with us. Want to learn more? Text FREE to 833-898-0500 and we'll send our retirement readiness kit directly to your phone right now. If you want to help build a retirement portfolio that will go up with the market and never lose money, get our retirement readiness kit today and see how this strategy can help secure your future. Text FREE to 833-898-0500. Text FREE to 833-898-0500.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. By the way, friends, if you want to check us out, we got orders going out every day on sonsoflibertymedia.com. Go to the store. Plenty of stuff there for you to look at, friends. We're not making the Lord's house a den of thieves. We are responding to your requests. I had some dog tags that I had made for myself, and people said, can you make those available for everybody? And I did just that. We have books. We have comic books that are my testimonial. We have videos to glory. We have channels that are set up where I have 200 to 300 videos out there that are educational concerning and how to attack every issue if you're looking to find the resolve. That's also found on sonsoflibertymedia.com. Go to SOL Radio Live and subscribe, and then go to our educational page and you'll find them there as well as the live feed. One more time, if you want to call in, please do 1-866-582-9933, 1-866-582-9933. I want to get back to this really quick because people, and I'll just give you a couple responses as to how the people respond by taking these politicians for face value without first judging them by their fruits, okay? So here's one useful idiot, and I'm sure he calls himself a conservative and a Christian, and it's a lack of on both fronts. But he said, this guy is a great example of what one person can make a difference. That's what he said. Another guy right under him said, we need a president just like him. Yep. And people don't realize that if the cameras are on these politicians, that is purpose, because that's what they're doing, is promoting these people in the face of the people and grooming them to accept them as the next president of the United States of America. Got a question for all of you. How is that working out for you? See, this is what happens when you ignore the voice of the Lord or the word of the Lord, friends. You get in trouble, and we're going on to start another cycle with Mr. DeSantis here, okay? That's what's happening here. DeSantis just came out and said if Title 42 is revoked, in other words, if the illegals come into America. Oh, by the way, friends, I thought there was a terrorism problem in this country. No, we know who the terrorists are. They've been defined by the Department of Health. 72 definitions, and who are the terrorists, friends? You. Me. Americans, Not the foreigners. No, the walls are down. The mayors and governors are alluring them into America on your dime. You're paying for your own demise. I'll get to that in just a moment, but I do want you to check this out. This is Governor DeSantis, and this is the guy that they're touting as being the next president. Like I told you 2 years ago, this is exactly what they were going to do with this guy. And I'll tell you what, friends, his resolve to dealing with the illegals that come into his state is to take more money from the taxpayers and basically ship them over to Delaware to get back at Biden. Is that justice? Absolutely not. This is fanning the flame of injustice on so many fronts. But most people don't think that far. Here you go. Listen to this.
Florida. So it's a huge problem, and this has been a major failure. But they're getting ready to compound this in May when they revoke what's called Title 42, which is going to mean even more people are coming illegally, and they're not going to be sending people back at the border. And so I didn't know, you think 2 million people in a year, it could be much more than that. And I can tell you, in Florida, we're going to do all we can to protect people from this. You know, we do not facilitate anything Biden is doing. He tries to move people in.
See, he's just going back. He's doing what he's told to do, friends. That's all he's doing. We're going to do our best to protect the people. Wait a second. According to Article 1, Section 8, Clause 15 and 16, the militia, the American people that are armed, there's 393.3 million guns in the hands of 329.5 million people. We can defend ourselves. But he said we're going to do our best to defend us. It's not their job alone to do that. They're to call up the militia, me and you, to what? To repeal invasion. But what does the media do? They come into play, and what do? They browbeat the militia. They demonize the militia, when in fact, folks, we're the ones that are supposed to be called up to put a stop to all of this invasion that's going on. And don't keep your eyes just on the southern border, friends. Pay attention to the fact that it's going on the northern border as well. You are being invaded right now, period. Put that up against Deuteronomy 28, verse 43. Okay, back to DeSantis, okay? I just read a couple comments concerning the people in response to the video that you just heard, that we're going to take all those illegals and we're going to go get back at Joey Biden, criminal Joey Biden, okay? Treasonous Joe. So what we're going to do is we're just going to ship them over and get back at Joe, okay? Here, let me just uncover it one more time. Mr. DeSantis, playing up to, under false pretenses, trying to be the freedom fighter that he wants you to believe that he is. Don't forget that Colleen McBreen was writing for NewsWars Reports, and we had found out that there was a bill called SB 2006. And within that bill, it basically gave the Department of Health in that state of Florida to allow enforcement to forcibly vaccinated citizens, as well as lock them away in a quarantine at the direction of, guess who? Administrative law, unconstitutional, the state health officers. Okay? Just keep in mind who he is. This is all this is, friends. It's pushing and pulling. It's pushing and pulling. And they're forcing their agenda down the throats of the American people. I don't know if you can feel this or not, spiritually speaking, friends, but the noose is being tightened. I know people are all happy about the fact that now their masters told them that they didn't have to wear masks anymore. Oh, you're going to hear the sheep bleat in just a couple of moments, friends. Okay? I know that they're all happy about their masters telling them that they don't have to wear masks anymore. Masks that don't work, saith the manufacturers. But the fact of the matter is, friends, they're going to give themselves over to it again and again and again and again. Now, I want to get over to this because I need to make more time for this than any other topic of the day. Okay? And there's much to cover. But if you remember right, friends, in Matthew 22, listen carefully because this applies to all of us. Jesus answered and spake unto them again by a parable and said, the kingdom of heaven is like a certain king which made a marriage for his son and sent forth his servants to call them that were bidden to the wedding, right? And they would not come. Okay? These are the ones that hear but don't do. Let me say it again. These are the ones that hear but don't do anything. Okay? Scripture tells us in Matthew 22, verse 4, again he sent to other servants, saying, tell them which are bidden, behold, I have prepared my dinner, my oxen and my fatlings are killed, and all things are ready. Come unto the marriage, the Lord is saying. Come unto me, right? But they made light of it in verse 5 and went their ways, one to his farm, another to his merchandise. Okay? Just think about that. They ignored the call of God. They ignored the call of God. And by the way, do remember, these again are not suggestions coming from heaven. These are commandments to the people. You are commanded by God to subjugate yourself to that of Christ. And I'm talking about those that say that they believe. I'm not talking about a totalitarian system of religion like that of the Muslims. I'm not talking about it like that. I'm talking about the 86% of the people that claim to be Christians. You need to get saved again because you're a convert mushroom. You're a mushroom convert. And what I'm saying by that is you need to be converted again because you still don't understand Scripture. That, again, they're not suggestions, that they are commandments. Now listen to this. The Bible tells us in Matthew 22, verse 6, and the remnant took his servants and entreated them spitefully and slew them. They wouldn't hear anything that the Lord had to say through his apostles, his prophets, or his servants. But when the king heard thereof, he was wroth and sent forth his armies and destroyed, listen carefully, he destroyed those murderers. Okay? They knew the truth, but they did nothing to save others. You're an accomplice before God in the act of murder by saying and doing nothing, is what Scripture tells us. Then saith he to his servants, the wedding is ready, but they which were bidden were not worthy. Go ye therefore into the highways, as many as you shall find, bid them to the marriage. So those servants went out to the highways and gathered together as many as that they found, both bad and good. The wedding was furnished with guests. And when the king came to see the guests, he saw that there was one, so on and so forth. And he gives the analogy. But I want you to hear this. In verse 13, Matthew 22, it says, then the king said to the servants, bind them hand and foot, those that did not obey, and take him away and cast him into outer darkness. There shall be weeping and gnashing of teeth. For many are called, but few are chosen. What makes a person called? One that responds. I'm sorry, what makes one chosen? One that responds to the call. Okay? He's not just a hearer only, deceiving himself. He's a doer of the word. Okay? Read James 2:14 through 26. Now, I want you to listen to this too, because this is important that you hear this. Because most people don't pay attention to the fact that this is set in place for us. Now listen again. Okay, now I'm going to go back over to Luke. And I'm in Luke chapter 19, starting in verse 12, and listen carefully. A certain nobleman went out into a far country to receive for himself the kingdom and to return. And the Bible says in verse 13, and he called his 10 servants and delivered them 10 pounds and said unto them, occupy till I come. He said, occupy till I come. But what does the Bible tell us in verse 14? But his citizens hated him. In other words, they didn't love him enough to obey him. They hated him. And how did they hate him? They disobeyed him. Okay? I'm going to come right back to that. It's important that you hear the resolve, and then I'm going to apply to what's going on in America once again. Globally, as a matter of fact, to the 53 countries that we're actually broadcasting into as well. We'll be right back.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
There are now more than 5 million Ukrainian refugees. It's one of the largest refugee crises since World War II in Europe. After a brief plateau in totals, they began to rise again as Russia started its invasion into western Ukraine, targeting Lviv. This, as the United States is planning to send another $380 million in aid to Ukraine. Jurors have acquitted a former doctor from central Ohio accused of 14 counts of murder.
We, the jury in this case, being duly impaneled and sworn, find the defendant not guilty as to count one of the indictment for murder and not guilty to any lesser offense.
Dr. William Husell was accused of ordering lethal amounts of fentanyl and other drugs for ICU patients at a hospital between 2015 and 2018. This is USA Radio News. Actor Johnny Depp is continuing to testify Wednesday in his defamation case against his former wife, actress Amber Heard. Depp claiming he suffered a lot of verbal abuse in his marriage with Heard and that it began to take a toll on him as the years went on.
Small insults and kind of teenage or high school tactics, this bullying, if you will, was becoming too much to take.
Depp filing the lawsuit in 2019 after Heard made accusations that she suffered domestic violence when they were married. Federal prosecutors have charged about 20 people in the past 2 weeks with allegedly engaging in various fraud schemes related to the COVID-19 pandemic that amounted to about $150 million in improper government payments. Find us online at usaradio.com. This is USA Radio News.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, 1-866-582-9933. I'm highlighting right now the commands, not suggestions, that the Lord gave unto his church. And I'm showing you right now what happens to the people that reject the call of God. And I'm talking about those that have already professed to be Christians, okay? They love God so much that they disobey him at every given opportunity. And I'm going to highlight something from yesterday, which will coincide perfectly and segue right into the answer that I'm looking for with the help of the Holy Ghost. And what am I talking about? Well, let me get back over to Luke chapter 19 really quick, where the Bible tells us that he said, therefore, a certain nobleman went out into a far country to receive for himself a kingdom and to return. And the Bible says that he called his 10 servants and delivered them 10 pounds and said unto them, occupy. This is what the Lord is saying to the church, is to occupy. Okay? He didn't say succumb. He didn't say go promulgate the message of the enemy. Don't parrot what the mainstream media and their useful idiots have to say. He said, no, occupy till I come. And those that are born of the Spirit will know who he is, because to he who hath the Son hath life. And that life, and that Holy Ghost, what does he tell us? Because the Holy Ghost is given unto those that obey, right? In Acts chapter 5. They understand that the gates of hell are on the offense, or I'm sorry, that the church is on the offensive, not on the defensive, because the gates of hell shall not prevail against the church. Occupying is staying in a military stance. Oh my goodness. And if you want to talk about a military stance, friends, you need to check out the book of Numbers. Because the standard that was set by God were the armies of God, for the record, just so you all understand. Matter of fact, if you're on social media platforms, let me show you right now. These were the tribes of Israel that were around the tabernacle. Okay? This is Moses' place. This is that of Aaron's place. Notice the armies of God were raised up. And now I'm not talking about a fleshly war here today, but I am telling you that in the New Testament over and over and over again, we are to endure as good soldiers of the cross of Jesus Christ. The Bible refers Jesus Christ as the captain of our salvation. When you go back to Genesis 15:3, what does it tell us? That God, the Lord, is a man of war. Oh yeah, he is. He absolutely is. Most people that profess to be Christians don't know what that war is. They just like to talk about the armor found in Hebrews 6, starting in verse 12. They know nothing of what they talk about. They're talking out of school. And the only thing that they can share with anybody around them is the defeat that they have succumbed to day after day, week after week, month after month, and year after year. Why? Because they're not serving the Lord Jesus Christ, period. Just so we all get it. When the Lord said to them, "Occupy till I come," the Bible said that his citizens hated him. In other words, they weren't willing to occupy. And I'm again talking to the 86% of the people that call themselves Christians in this country. The Lord said, "Do you occupy?" But they hated him. You know, it's like this. God bless America. Yep, we all hear about that, right? But we never hear about bless God America. All day long on social media platforms, we see these posts, these little memes about how much the Lord loved us. Yes, no doubt about it. In exhibition, in action, not in word. You can't find it in Scripture, friends. 1-866-582-9933. If you want to test your steel, go ahead, give me a call. What I'm telling you, friends, we always hear about how much he loved us. Do we ever take the time in showing the Lord how much we love him? And how do we show the Lord that we love him? By occupying. By taking the word of the Lord as ours today and understanding that if we are willing and obedient, that we will eat the good of the land. God is not a man that he should lie, friends. He's not a liar. If he said it, he'll do it. But again, we got to meet him on his terms. But I just want to go through this really quick back in Luke 19. His citizens hated him and sent a message after him saying, "We will not have this man to reign over us." If you read, just to show you how applicable this is to us today, read the book of Fox's Book of Martyrs. Because the vain Senate of Rome did the same exact thing Scripture told us over 2,000 years ago. They would not have Christ reign over them. The meek King of Glory is the words that they used. And what was the response? Well, they were judged for 300 years under Caligula. That was his name, Caligula. 300 years. And you should have, folks, take the time to read that, to understand. You want to know how debased man becomes? Look at Caligula and what he did to those people that would not submit themselves to Christ. Oh, that's really harsh. Oh, just wait a second. This applies to us too. The Bible says, "Occupy till I come." That was the command. The citizens said, nope. The Bible says they hated him because they disobeyed him. And they said, "We will not have this man to reign over us." And it came to pass that when he returned and having received the kingdom, then he commanded these servants to be called unto him to whom he had given the money, speaking in parable, that he might know how much everyone had gained by trading concerning their gifts, their calls. And he said unto them, "Well, thou good servant, because thou hast been faithful in very little, have authority over 10 cities. Oh, my goodness. The second came, the Lord said, "Thy pound hath gained 5 pounds. That's right. This is how it works. And he said likewise to him, "Be thou also over 5 cities. He's multiplying. And another came, saying, "Lord, behold, here is thy pound, which I have kept up, laid in a napkin." He's the guy that said, "I'm not going to do anything with it." Verse 21, Luke 19, "For I feared thee, because thou art an austere man, a hard man. Thou hast taken up that which thou laidest not down, and reapest that thou didst not sow." And he said unto him, the Lord did, "Out of your own mouth will I judge you, you wicked servant." Wicked defined means those that knew to do right and did nothing about it. "You wicked servant, thou knewest that I was an austere man, taking up that I laid not down, and reaping that I did not sow. Wherefore then gavest not thou thy money into the bank, that at my coming I might have required my own with usury?" And he said unto them that stood by, "Take from him the pound." Okay? The guy that did nothing with his giftings, take from him that which he has and give it unto the guy that did and multiplied 5 to 10. The guy that has 10 pounds, give it to him. And then the Lord said, for I say unto you that everyone which hath shall be given, and from him that hath not, even that he hath shall be taken away from him. And then he said to those that disobeyed him, he said, but those mine enemies which would not that I should reign over them, bring them hither and slay them before me. I know a lot of people have a misconception of who the Lord is. See, they forget that he is a holy judge. He's not at all like me and you, friends. No, we are wicked. We are evil. Okay? Our righteousness is but filthy rags in the sight of a Most High God. But we better get this right and understand that the Lord is not playing, so much so that he demonstrated his hatred for sin on the cross of Jesus Christ. He also demonstrated his love on the cross and his willingness to redeem man back unto him through Christ and his blood, Revelation 1, verse 5. He showed you what he will not tolerate. He will show you and has showed us, friends, the terms on which we are to meet him and that alone. And then if we understand that, we are not going to toy with that in any sense of the word. Now, I know leading up into the next point, many think, well, Bradley, what about the grace of God? I'm going to give you a prime situation when it comes to false grace. When you go to Numbers 32, the children of Reuben and the children of Gad had a very great multitude of cattle. And when they saw the land of Jazer and the land of Gilead, that behold, the place was a place for cattle, the Bible tells us in Numbers 32, verse 2, that the children of Gad and the children of Reuben came and spake unto Moses, the Lord's servant, the one that knew the Lord face to face, and to Eleazar, the son of Aaron, the priest. And unto the princes of the congregation, saying, he said all of their names. Then he goes on to verse 4, even the country which the Lord smote before the congregation of Israel. How did they smote the lands that were before them? The Lord used them as his army in doing so. He also said to them, let there be no wicked thing in you, lest he give us up unto our enemies. Okay? He said, it's a land for cattle, and thy servants have cattle. Wherefore said they, if we have, listen carefully, false grace, if we have found grace in thy sight, this is what Gad and Reuben said to the Lord. They were saying that we don't want to fight, but if we found grace in your sight, let this land be given unto thy servants for a possession. And I understand that the word means unmerited favor. And I know that they were using that in this context as well. But again, now listen to this in context. But if we have found grace in your sight, he said, let this land be given up unto thy servants for a possession, and bring us not over Jordan. They didn't want to go any farther. They were content. Hey, folks, contentment is an enemy of living faith. Let me say it again. Contentment is an enemy to living faith. Ask me. I'll tell you. The Bible says we're flames of fire. The ministers of God are to be called flames of fire. And if that's true, fire spreads. And you got to keep fanning that flame, friends. And the way to fan the flame is be used constantly. Stay in the word, vent. Stay in the word, vent. And I'm not excluding prayer. I'm talking about staying in the word, praying, vent. Okay, that's how you stay yourself alive in the things of Christ. Okay. As a matter of fact, it was D.L. Moody that said, listen, if you're tired, pray yourself alive. He's exactly right. Why? Because the Bible is clear when it tells us that the spirit is willing, the flesh is weak. Okay, well, let's say goodbye to the flesh and get into the spirit. Okay, and if we're led of the spirit, we're not going to give ourselves over to the things of the flesh. Let's go back to Gad and Reuben, friends. This gets better. Moses said unto the children of Gad and to the children of Reuben, listen carefully, because this applies to so many, even that listen to me on a 24/7 basis, friends. And I'm talking about those that listen to us on the replays, okay? Listen carefully. Moses said unto them, remember they just said, if we have found grace in your sight, let this land be given unto thy servants for a possession, and bring us not over. We're good. We're good. I want you to listen carefully. Moses said unto them in verse 6, Numbers 32, Moses said unto the children of Gad and to the children of Reuben, shall your brethren go to war, and shall you sit here and do nothing? Listen carefully, folks. It gets better. 1-866-582-9933. 1-866-582-9933.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0777 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Hey, this is Reverend Jesse Lee Peterson of the Jesse Lee Peterson Radio Show out of Los Angeles, California. Bradley Dean's radio show, he is one of the bravest white men on this side of heaven, promoting freedom, love of God, and love of country. You will not be disappointed. Check out Sons of Liberty.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
You trust your mother, right? She's always taken care of you and always tried to give you good advice when you ask for it. And sometimes, even when you don't. Well, even though she might not mention it, Mom very likely has neck, back, and shoulder pains. And she needs relief. So trust this good advice. Give back to Mom this Mother's Day with quality products from Sunny Bay. Like our disposable heat patches. They're back in stock now and target neck and shoulder pain in adults of all ages. Or our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. Mom can heat them in her microwave, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews on Amazon when you search Sunny Bay Heating Wraps. And shop now in time for Mother's Day. There's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find us on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Hey, for those that are joining us on social media platforms right now on sonsoflibertymedia.com, top left side of the page, and or beforeitsnews.com, do understand that we are broadcasting live into 156 cities nationwide, as well as 53 countries abroad. So there's these little things called sponsors that GCN has to have to pay for the airtime. Has nothing to do with me. It's all GCN, just so you know that. So that's that little break in the action every once in a while, so I appreciate your understanding. Wanted to let you know as well, we're going to get right back to this, but if you want to call in, 1-866-582-9933. Listen to the sheep bleat. It's going to make sense. Just hold up with me. I'm almost done making my point, at least laying it out for you, okay? Going back to Numbers 32, I was talking about Gad and Reuben, who said that, listen, if we found grace in your sight, let us just stay here. And Moses said back unto Gad and to the children of Reuben, shall your brethren go to war and you shall just sit here and do nothing? Then it tells us in verse 7, listen carefully. And wherefore discourage you the heart of the children of Israel, God's kids, from going over into the land which the Lord hath given them? Question mark. Then the Lord said, thus did your fathers when I sent them from Kadesh Barnea to see the land. For when they went up to the valley of Eshcol and saw the land, they discouraged the heart of the children of Israel. They were the ones that said, we can't overcome the land. Do you understand? There was also 250 others that went along with the false report raised up against and brought back to the children of Israel. And the Bible tells us that they were destroyed Every one of them. Listen carefully. And the Lord's anger was kindled at the same time, and he swore. By the way, if you want to read that, Numbers 13, 14, and 15. Okay? Surely none of the men that came up out of Egypt from 20 years old and upward shall see the land which I swear unto Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. Because what? They have not wholly followed me. They have not trusted me. They have not believed in my word, the whole of it. They pick and choose. They cherry pick my word, and they think that I'm going to hear them. And the Lord says he will not. Even your prayers are a curse. Read Proverbs 28 at the very beginning, 1 through 10, and you'll find exactly what I'm talking about. Okay? He said, except Caleb, the son of Jephunneh, the Kenizzite, and Joshua, the son of Nun, for they have wholly followed the Lord. So that was their rebuke, okay? Well, in just a little bit, going out through Numbers 32, you'll find that they were ultimately talked into what it is that they had to do, okay? And the Lord said, the land should be subdued before the Lord, then afterwards you shall return and be guiltless before the Lord and before Israel, and this land shall be your possession before the Lord. But if you will not do so, this is what I want you to hear. But if you will not do so, you have sinned against the Lord, and be sure that your sin will find you out. Sit and do nothing. The Bible promises, the Lord promises that your sin will find you out. Is that what's happening? Is that what's being promulgated on a daily basis throughout the United States of America, friends? Yesterday, I took the time and I shared with you, are they embarrassed yet? How many shows do these conservatives and professed Christians need to do in exposing the corrupt before educating the people to lawfully prosecute them? Put that up against Leviticus 25, verse 18 as well. There's our answer. There's our answer. The answers are in front of us, but it's in the doing. It's in the believing the word of the Lord. In trying the Lord in knowing that he is true. I've been in ministry for 23 years. I haven't found the Lord in any sense of the word, not to the jot or tittle, to have failed his word in my life. I didn't say that the outcome was always the way I wanted it. Okay? But he is the creator. I am the creation. He is the father. I am the son. He knows better than I do. And there is the very premise and base of understanding who we are in Christ right there. That's why we keep our eyes fixed on him, because we don't trust in ourselves. We trust in the Lord with all of our heart and lean not to our own understanding, and in all of our ways acknowledge him, and he will direct our paths. This is one more thing I want to tell you about yesterday's show. Friends, a people cannot defend its freedoms if they are not accountable to its laws. You know the law, because if you don't obey the law, you are incarcerated. Right? In talking about yesterday's show really quick, it's interesting how many times the CDC, how many times the WHO, how many times Bill Gates, Anthony Fauci, Joe Biden have been exposed. And that's just a handful, friends. Okay, we can talk about the Clintons, the Obamas, the Bushes, the Trumps. They're all corrupt. Their corruption stinks to high heaven, right? We know what's right and what's wrong. Americans want to know, why is it that those people think that they can get away with whatever they want to? Well, the fact of the matter is you're ignorant of who you are, because you under God are the law who allow them to do the things that they do. You are adding strength to tyranny by allowing them to do what they do. But we have the conservatives and the Christians giving you more specifics concerning more of their crimes that they are guilty of 10 and 20 and 30 and 40 years later. We already know their names. See, everybody wants to be entertained out of their freedom. That's not what the Lord said. Through my commandments, you shall dwell safely by bringing judgments upon the heads of the wicked. And if you don't want to do that, this is what you're going to get. Your sin will find you out. Shame on anybody in this country to stand back and wait for them to set the next narrative to assault you and to abuse you again. And the 329.5 million people have been entertained by the conservatives and their favorite talking heads to sit back and do nothing but detail and highlight more crimes of the same criminals that have been left undone. You Americans are undoing yourselves. Let me say it that way. Folks, this is not about having enough knowledge of the perpetrators. We already got enough knowledge to prosecute them all the way into the hell that they have created and where they belong. It's about obeying the commandments of the Lord because we love him and lawfully dealing with these perpetrators. Therein lies our wisdom. Deuteronomy 4, verse 6. You know what the conservatives are doing today, friends? If the Daily Wire and all those guys that should be ashamed of what they leave undone, if they're not sitting there fueling the narrative in others, folks, it's not just them. It's all of them. All those that profess to be something that they are not. Put that up against 5:13 of Matthew. They're good for nothing but to be trodden under the foot of men. They're highlighting the fashion show from that of the Oscars. They're highlighting what's going on in Hollywood like anybody cares. Look at the social media platforms talking about that of two actors and over a defamation claim. I don't care. I don't care about their lives. I care about the people as a whole. But this is what the bad guys do to distract you from what it is that God has commanded you to do. If you're in the Word, you already know what to do. But I want to show you what the American people are all excited about today. You ready for this? You ready to hear the sheep bleat, friends? Because you're going to hear them loud and clear. I want to show you what it looks like concerning a whole airplane load of sheep and what it sounds like when they bleat. You ready for this? Here you go.
Announced that the Transportation Security Administration will no longer enforce the federal mandate requiring masks in all U.S. airports.
They never had the lawful right to do so in the first place. Listen to the sheep bleat. Listen to them. All the American people are so happy we don't have to wear these masks anymore. Here's another load on Delta. They're being told by the captain that they don't have to wear their masks anymore. Guess what, Americans? Lawfully, you never had to wear one a day in your life. But in order to function, saith the master to the serf, this is what you have to do. And guess what? Listen. Oh, listen to the sheep bleat. Oh, and here's the stewardess. She's just as happy as can be, friends. She doesn't have to wear a mask anymore. Guess what? Guess what, sheeple? You never had to wear one in the first place. It's called administrative law. But because you don't obey the commands of the Lord, your sin is finding you out. And somehow or another, friends, you're rejoicing over that. Somehow or another, you feel a relief. I'm here to tell you, friends, they're going to do it again. Mark my words. Mark my words, they're going to do it again. And then they're going to do it again, and then they're going to do it again. Because the bad guys, when they see this kind of stuff, they're encouraged to go ahead and set up another assault on the people that fell for the last assault. Hey, folks, how long do you think that you can kick that can down the road that doesn't exist anymore before it finally catches up? How the American people sit back and are happy over the fact that they don't have to wear masks anymore. Who told them that? Oh, I don't have to wear one anymore. I'm so liberated. Oh, look at that. Oh, look. Right, she's so happy. Look at the sheep bleat, Americans. They're so happy. Oh, you know what? Anthony Fauci, who never had the authority in the first place, now said, you don't have to wear a mask anymore. No, that's not how it happened. How it happened, friends, is it happened that a federal judge stood up after 2.5 years of this unconstitutional edictions going on by a bunch of tyrants telling you how to do something when, in fact, you never had to do it in the first place. But yet, the sheep bleat, don't they? Americans, your sin is finding you out. They're commandments, the Lord's word is, not suggestions. See ya.
Anyone can fall victim to moving fraud. Know your rights and responsibilities.
There was never really a valid contract.
Movers must always give written estimates.
I was bound to an estimate, but it was after the fact.
Be sure that any document is complete before signing it, and that it includes information to determine the final charges.
It was a version that I had not seen before.
Visit protectyourmove.gov to download a free moving fraud prevention guide. Search for registered movers and view their complaint histories. Move with confidence.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.